Like, let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kirby Gwen and friends.
Hey, friend. It's Kirby Gwen. What's your name and where you calling from?
Ann Pierce, I'm calling from store 2155.
Oh, Ann Pierce, we have been looking for you. I want you to know that. We have been waiting on you because tomorrow is a big day for you, but I'm guessing you might not be in the office tomorrow, will you?
Yeah, I'll be working.
Okay, well, you know what? We need to do, so stand by, Miss Pierce.
G Birthday Club.
Birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
The KG Birthday Club.
Yes, it's my birthday.
Wow, we've been waiting on this moment, Dave, for what, like almost half the year?
I think it's been on the board in the production room since June.
We wrote this on the board in June. We said 9/29 is Ann Pierce's birthday, and we cannot wait to induct her into the KG Birthday Club. We're a day early, but the celebrations start today, because as they should. Ann Pierce, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. Our girl Ann, you are constantly checking in, celebrating your fellow associate, always making time to just leave a memorable moment here on Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. And now is your time. So from the bottom of our hearts, we wish you all the best.
And I just hope you have a fantastic birthday. And thank you for being one of the friends of Kirby Gwen and Friends.
That's right. Come on, Dave. Let's go in. Go in. Go in. Okay, Dave left me hanging. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say? It is your birthday. You have the floor.
I want to wish Cap 2 Associate Dom a happy birthday and Candace from Claims a happy birthday.
All right. Look at Ann Pierce, even celebrating others on her day. Well, I guess the day before her day. Either way, it is officially Ann Pierce season out there in the aisles. Right now, hey, Ann, have a happy birthday. A big happy birthday to all of our associates celebrating on this day. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
Bye.
Podcast. You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast. It's Tech Savvy Tuesday.
All right, friend. This is the part of the show where we like to take a peek into some of the things trending in the realm of technology. And today, we are talking about spider silk, which is known for its strength. Researchers in China have achieved a breakthrough in producing it by using genetically modified silkworms. Now, this innovation could potentially revolutionize various industries, including clothing, surgical sutures, and smart materials, offering, you know, some environmentally friendly alternatives to synthetic fibers and materials. I know the silkworms will be happy, Dave. Have you ever seen how silk is produced from a silkworm, like the process?
I have not. No.
Google it on YouTube. Google it on YouTube. You're like, I know those worms. And I'm like, finally, finally.
But who knew those things in my backyard could have been making clothes out of them the whole
time? I don't
know
if those are the same worms. I mean, those are the same spiders.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Kirby, this is Richard.
Hey, Richard.
5779, Virginia.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What can I do for you?
I want to wish my teenage Cindy a happy and wonderful retirement. She's been with us for 28 years.
Ooh, go Cindy.
And I'm just going to say how enjoy her retirement and thank you for her hard work and teaching me so much.
Well, I will second that emotion. Thank you, Cindy, for all that you have done with your time here with us in Walmart. And appreciate you, too, for checking in today, Richard.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. It's time now for Add to Cart. Here's Kirby Gwen.
All right, friends. I always love a chance to talk about some of the incredible items that we have on our shelves in our stores and clubs. And as we get closer to spooky season or cozy fall, you want to check this out inside of Sam's Club right now. You can elevate your fall decor with the Member's Mark set of 3 pre-lit glass pumpkins. Now, it's a highly rated choice at 4.9 stars and now available for $59.98. It is like the perfect classy touch to add a little autumn charm to your home. And these are available exclusively at Sam's Club. Again, you want to make sure that you stop by and check out the Member's Mark set of 3 pre-lit glass pumpkins available at a Sam's Club near you, also at samsclub.com. I was actually in the club yesterday. I've been in the club a couple times this week.
Have you?
Yeah, only because, one, there's a meal prep hack that I will share with you at a later date. So just know, it's a good one too. But also, there are so many incredible things for fall. If you haven't yet seen, in addition to the pumpkins, they've got like the life-size or larger-than-life-size kind of like Halloween ornaments. There's a huge scarecrow right now that everybody's fallen in love with. It, like, talks to you. It's a little spooky, a little cute. There is also, like, a set of skeletons that play instruments. They, like, I think they play saxophones back and forth. It's very cool. You know, Sam's Club is always the place that you can go and get some of those iconic Halloween items that everybody will be talking about when they come to your door.
Yeah, well, Halloween decorating is in progress at my house.
Really?
So I might have to make a little trip over to the Sam's Club.
Yeah, you know,
after work today.
If you want me to go with you, I've got Scan and Go. I don't know if you've upgraded to Scan and Go, but I can get. Listen, I know people with Scan and Go. You feel like when you have Scan and Go, you truly feel like the VIP. Like, I know people. Okay, yeah. Don't worry. Boop boop boop. We're out the door. So just let me know, friend.
I'll let you know. I ate all those cashews, so I have to go back anyway.
Right. So yeah, we got cashews, scarecrows, pre-lit glass pumpkins, and so much more. Everything that you need this Halloween season, find it again at a Sam's Club near you. And of course, as always, at samsclub.com.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. Live a healthier you. Here's Kirby Gwen with I Feel Good.
All right, friend. This is the part of the show where we like to take a peek into some of the things trending in the wellness world. How you feeling today, friend?
I'm feeling good. I Feel Good. Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm glad because, you know, chronic stress is prevalent and a lot of people struggle with that. However, experts are sharing some simple ways to reduce stress and anxiety in simply 5 minutes or less. Now, these methods include rhythmic breathing, taking breaks from your phone, using meditation apps, listening to relaxing music, having a calming cup of tea, and spending a few minutes outdoors to change your environment to reduce stress and anxiety quickly. Do you have any methods that, because I know I'll be stressing you out in here, Dave.
You aren't kidding about that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I did on Sunday. I went out and did a little 2-mile hike up around here and through nature.
Just the way, I don't believe you.
I did.
What was the name of the trail?
I'll have to look it up on my phone, but I took a couple pictures.
All right.
So there's proof I went.
Okay.
But again, put me in a great mood to start the week Monday.
Yeah. You know, walking is definitely a great stress reliever. I'm proud. By the way, you know, we joke a lot. I'm proud of you, Dave. That's pretty exciting.
Occasionally. I do like to go outside.
Occasionally. I take a break from social media.
Not when it's too cold. Not when it's too hot.
Oh, okay.
Like Goldilocks, temperature got to be just right for me to go venture into the great outdoors.
1-855-925-7346. 1-855-WALRDIO.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. And now from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Affirmation for the day. I gratefully receive the lessons that each experience brings. Friend, that affirmation is definitely one that's easier said than done. But truly, sometimes we have to take a minute to pause and reflect from even some of the most challenging times to find out what is the lesson that you can receive and apply for your good in every single moment. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around. The Chris Show is coming up next. And as always, love, life, it is what you make it. So please make it a good one. Love you. Bye.
The Chris Show.
Welcome to a Wednesday episode of The Chris Show. I'm joined live in studio by the one, the only, Producer Tanner.
That's me.
Oh, yeah. I like that intro. All right. It's time to play a little game we like to call.
Let us start the show with a trip down memory lane.
This is taking me way back.
It's time to play What Year Was It?
All right, so I'm going to name some popular things that happened in a certain year. If you think you know the answer, all you have to do is dial 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO. Here are the clues. The top songs of this year were Drops of Jupiter by Train, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, and Survivor by Destiny's Child. Top movies: Monsters, Inc., excellent movie. Yep. American Pie 2, an okay movie. And Jurassic Park 3, the a top video games of this year: GTA 3,
ooh,
Metal Gear Solid 2, excellent, and Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Iconic.
My favorite game out of that year was Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, nice.
Favorite movie out of those three: Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I'm with you there with Monsters, Inc. My favorite game would have to be Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Oh, yeah.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio is this.
Jersey Joe.
Oh, Jersey Joe. What's your store number?
3774.
New Jersey. You calling in to guess what year was it?
Was it year 2000?
Oh, I'll give you one more shot. One more chance.
2001.
Absolutely correct. Great job, Jersey Joe. Is there anybody, a store that you like to give a shout out to?
Can I give a shout out to my wife, Jenny?
Yeah.
She works at the Walmart.
Yeah, what's she do there?
She's overnight team lead for maintenance.
Very nice. Jersey Joe, I've never asked you, have I? What do you do at the store?
I'm Cap 1. I'm the 5-2 shift. I fill water. I do top stock. I do the new Vistic top stock. I do pinpoint. Basically everything in the store, whatever needs help to be done, I do it.
That is great, Jersey Joe. Always appreciate when you call in. Way to get that right. Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
See you, bud.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Happening in the sports world, the Brewers clinched the NL Central title for the third time in 6 seasons Tuesday night, despite a 4-1 loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. My St. Louis Cardinals. Not a good year. With the help of a come-from-behind win by the Atlanta Braves, the Brewers took the crown when the Chicago Cubs dropped a 7-6 decision to the Atlanta Braves, who have already won over 100 games, I believe, or at least 100. Oh, boy. I just can't. I don't know. They got a cool. Have you seen that stadium, Milwaukee Brewers Stadium?
No, I haven't.
There's like a slide, and their mascot, every time a home run is hit, goes down the slide.
Oh,
it's a good time.
Nice.
I've also got a special shout out to Cap One in Gainesville, Texas, and store manager Antonio. Happy anniversary, 25 years to Michael Owens.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Cap One team, great job, Gainesville, Texas. Wonderful. We love you. That is awesome. I'm still bummed about those Brewers winning.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, this is Veronica calling from 1184.
Where's that at?
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Okay. You calling in to give a shout out?
Oh, yeah. We want to give a shout out to the crew over here at The Rock.
All right.
And we working real hard today, man.
What department are you in?
I'm a team lead over consumables.
All right. Team lead. Way to go, consumables.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Chris from The Chris Show.
Hey, Chris, you remember me coming up for the 35-year reunion?
Yes.
Veronica from The Rock. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear from you again.
All right. Keep playing that music now, because we got to get our work on with that good music I'll be playing.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
School is back in session, and what better way to start the school day off right than a delicious breakfast? I'm joined by the pantry merchants of Walmart. We're going to start with cold cereal. Todd, what can you tell us about the exciting world of cold cereal?
Chris, we've got some really exciting rollbacks that are in stores now. Our two most popular cereal brands, Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, have a fantastic rollback in place where they're only $3 for the midsize item. It's an awesome value for a delicious breakfast.
And those are like staples of the cold cereal world.
Absolutely. Customers love that touch of honey with Honey Nut Cheerios and a bit of cinnamon on Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're delicious for breakfast or lunch or even as an evening snack.
Oh, yeah. I could snack on those all day. I know my daughter absolutely loves those cereals. Is there anything new that we can be excited about?
We've got a number of new cereals. We brought in 65 new cereals this year, and we've got 45 new ones coming. There's some really exciting things coming in January around Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Trix. I don't want to give too much away yet, but stay tuned for January.
That's awesome. If my math is correct, that's 110 new 65 plus 45.
That's right. What a new cereal.
My goodness. I'm going to fill up my pantry. Alex, what can you tell us about the new juices out there?
Well, Chris, we have a lot of exciting programs around juice. Back to school is one of our bigger parts of the year. So as all the kids get going and they got to stay hydrated, we have some really exciting rollbacks. One in particular is on our Mott's multi-pack on the 100% apple. It serves a wide range of occasions. You can drink it at home. You can drink it as a meal or a snack on the go. I mean, throw it in the lunchbox. And so a lot of really good use there. That's been doing really well for us. We rolled it back from 388 to 298. So it's been really cool to see how that has really resonated for our customers. And we're just going to continue to do that. Definitely a big program for us that we're excited about.
Well, what's your favorite juice that you're dealing with right now?
My favorite juice, it just goes back to the younger days. It's still hard to beat a nice cold Capri Sun. I mean, it hits correct every single time. They actually sent me something. It's 51 seconds of bliss for a parent, because that's the amount of time it takes to drink it.
So wow.
That's the fun fact they gave us. So a little bit of quiet for a minute.
That is a fun fact. Drinking that juice in 51 seconds. My favorite way to get my straw in there, it's not the conventional way. I just flip it upside down, jam that straw in. Works every time.
Smart.
I don't have to fiddle with it, but I love the Capri Sun. I actually had like three over the weekend. That is wonderful. Thank you so much again for joining me. Tell me all about the deliciousness. I'm going to have to get all of these items now.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
That's going to wrap it up for a Wednesday episode of The Chris Show. Thank you to all the associates that called in with those song requests and shout outs. That was a fun day, Producer Tanner.
Yeah, it sure was.
You know what wasn't fun?
What?
The Milwaukee Brewers taking the Central crown.
I'm sure it was a fun day for props, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Good for him. Good. Congratulations. I'm a gracious, gracious fan. All right, we'll be back. Same Chris time, same Chris channel. Always remember, it's a good day for a great day.
The Bo Show.
Hey, welcome into a Thursday. So, Producer Dave, can you believe that we are almost at the end of September already?
I can't. It feels like we just had Associates Week 2 weeks ago.
I know, right? Hey, can we go back to that? What a great, great year we had at Associates Week. Yeah, I just like to sit back sometime and just, you know, reminisce about that week, because it is a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was exhausting, but a lot of fun.
This is true. All the things together, but it was still fun. All right. Hey, that just means Halloween's around the corner.
That's right.
So are you a big fan of Halloween?
I'm a huge fan of Halloween. I'm actually was looking at costumes a little earlier today.
Oh. Shall you share on air or off air?
We can share on air. Britney Spears been up to some shenanigans recently. I'm looking at recreating that.
Wow.
Potentially.
Okay. All right. I would love to see that. I'd love to see that. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but my daughter's been talking about it. Of course, Walmart has lots of great options, and so does Walmart.com, too. So anyways, I digress. As we kick off the show today, what do you say we go ahead and get our very first caller through and associate of the day? We want that to be you right now. If you're an associate out there working super hard, I want to recognize you. Call me right now. Be our very first caller through and associate of the day. 1-855-925-7346. 1-855-WALRDIO. Same number for Bo's impossible question of the day. 50% of people do this more with their dog than they do with their partner. What do you think that is? 50% of people do this more with their dog than their partner. Once again, call us up with your guests. We kick off the Bo Show here for Thursday.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. Time for the Associate Caller of the Day. Get to calling. 1-855-925-7346. 1-855-WALL-RDIO.
Hey, give me the phone.
Hey, Bo, this is Jose.
Hey, Jose, where are you calling from?
I'm from store 4299, over here rocking and rolling for Walmart, listening to your great music that you're playing for us.
Hey, I love to hear that. Where's your store located at? What city and state?
It's in Lubbock, Texas.
Texas, all right. Well, Jose, you're my very first caller through, so that makes you my associate of the day. Congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah, who is shouting out today?
Multiple times, and this is the first time getting through.
Well, this is your lucky day, then. This is your mic drop moment. Who do you want to shout out today that's crushing it right along with you?
Give a shout out to Meat and Produce. We're working very hard to get to, you know, get the product to the customers. Customers always come first. Give a shout out to my store manager. She goes by the Governor, a.k.a. Cynthia. Shout out to everybody, really. It's kind of hard, you know, because we're real working hard over here, and our inventory's next month, and our back rooms are clear. Customer's smiling. Including y'all, you know, y'all play this music. You know, I'm in the meat room, and it's booming, and I always listen to y'all, and I get hyped and pumped and rock and roll.
Oh, I love that, Jose, and I appreciate you working super hard today. Hope your week goes really, really well, and we will get this shout-out on the air right now, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all are doing.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
Here we go. Going to give you some clues to an item you can find at your store or at your club. Your job is to figure out what that item is and call us up with your guess. Here are today's clues. This is a common item found in the produce section. You'll usually see them in a few different colors. You might want to keep your dogs away from them, though. And your bonus clue is most of these are either purple or green. Hey, it's the Bo Show. What's your guess?
Grapes.
Grapes it is. First caller through. Who's this?
Candace.
Hi, Candace. Where are you calling from?
2933.
Where's that located
at? Princeton, West Virginia.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate you calling up today. It is grapes. You cracked the case today. Nice job. Anybody you want to shout out at your store?
Just everybody in food and consumable.
All right, you got it. I appreciate you calling up, and have a great Tuesday.
Thank you. You too.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it's the Bo Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey. Delanco, New Jersey.
All right. Are you a customer, a member, an associate?
I'm a customer.
Did you call to play Yes or No Way, Bo?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. We're going to play this. This is real easy. It's basically true or false questions. There's four of them. Your job is to basically just do this. If it's true, you're going to say yes. If it's false, you're going to say no way, Bo. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to
Yes.
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 Or No Way, Bo.
No way.
No way.
No, no, no.
No. It's the Bo Show.
All right, Sylvia, here's your first question. Producer Dave and I are going to tag team here. Madonna's real name is Madonna. Yes or no way, Bo?
Yes.
Hey, nice job. She's on the board. Dave, what you got?
All right, one for one. Let's see if we can make it two for two here, Sylvia. E is the most common letter used in the English language. Yes or no way, Bo?
Yes.
Oh, it is actually the letter A. A is the most common letter used in the English language. Here's your next question. Mercury is the hottest planet in the solar system. Yes or no way, Bo?
No way, Bo.
Hey, there we go. It's Venus.
All right, final question. Let's see if you can finish strong here. Australia is wider than the moon. Yes or no way, Bo?
Yes.
Hey, nice job. 75%. That means you passed. If we're in high school, you would pass. All right. Sylvia, I appreciate you calling today. You know, Dave and I have been talking on the show about Halloween. Are you a Halloween fan?
Yes, big time.
Yeah. What are you going to dress up as? Can you share?
Oh, we're going as Harry Potter.
We were just talking about Harry Potter, which is a funny thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Very cool. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much for shopping with us today and playing our shenanigans while you shop. I hope you have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's a milestone minute.
Hey, it's Bo. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Arkansas Walmart Supercenter 229 and shout out 45-year associate Judy. Way to go, Judy. Next, we head to Alabama Distribution Center 6006 and shout out 40-year associate Roger. Nice job. Next, we head to Tennessee, Sam's Club 8222 and shout out 35-year associate Jeffrey. Last but not least, Bentonville, Arkansas, the home office, 35-year associate William. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. And don't forget to follow us for more over at Walmart World on social or walmartworld.com. That's today's Milestone Minute.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Wrapping things up on the Bo Show for a Thursday. Thank you to all of our associates working super hard out there right now. Thank you to our members and customers as well for shopping with us. And Dave, before we head out the door, Bo's impossible question of the day. Here it is. 50% of people do this more with their dog than they do this with their partner. What's the answer?
It would be take a photo with them.
A photo. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I'm 100% on that. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dave, because Dave said so.
Because I said so.
All right. That's going to do it for today. I hope everyone has a great, great Thursday. Until next time, see ya.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.